Well, it's Wednesday, and this is Mark with another OSM Audivo. Hope you guys are doing good. You're having a good week. This week, we're talking about identity, your who. The theme is knock, knock, and the question is, who's there? And that's the question that's been driving us, and it will be driving us this week, and maybe for the rest of our life. We have this need and desire to know who we are and to know who God created us to be. And that's the kind of journey that we're on. Who are you? What's your identity found in? And yesterday we talked a little bit about hypocrites and how Jesus, he was instructing all these people, and he was talking about these religious leaders who would pray in public, who looked good on the outside, but their hearts were far from God. And I kind of just encouraged you guys, yeah, we don't live in a religious culture, but now it's kind of the opposite. We don't want to look religious at all. We don't want to be seen praying. Everything we hide, even that spiritual aspect of who we are, because that's not popular. And in the same way, we start to put masks on and pretend to be people that we're not. And that's not what God wants, and that's not who God created us to be. God created us to be so much more than that. And that's what we're going to get into today. And we're just going to stay in Matthew chapter 6. I don't know why. I was just feeling Matthew chapter 6. I've been studying it and with the Bible study, and I've been enjoying it. And hopefully you've been reading it. So read Matthew chapter 6. It's just an awesome... I start at chapter 5, read 6, read 7, and then just continue through Matthew since you're already in the book. But it's pretty much Jesus is giving a message, a sermon. He's talking to the crowds that gathered before him. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. And he's just telling them about the kingdom of God and what it looks like. And he is the king. And he's kind of given this declaration to these people. And he goes on to say, "And when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites do, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men." Again, that's the whole hypocrisy thing that we're talking about. But this is what I really want to get into. We're going to skip down to some key words that he uses. He says, in verse 8, he says, "Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Then this is how you should pray." And we've prayed this prayer before. We've heard it. We've been in services and at funerals, and it's a prayer that we've recited before. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." But how does it start? It starts with "Our Father who art in heaven." Our Father in heaven. That word Abba, Jesus is saying, you know what? God is your Father. You are a son of God. When you believe in Christ and when you surrender your life to Jesus, you become a son of God. And when you start to understand that and you let that drive your identity, what would life be like if you really believe that you are a child of Almighty God? That you could call him Father, and that with that you have all the rights that a son has, and you can go to your father and ask whatever you need, and he'll give it to you just like your father does. You need money. You guys are always asking your parents for money. "Hey, can I have some more money? I want to go to the movies. I need some food. I want to buy some stuff from the snack shack." And you know, your parents don't always give you your money, but they want to. They desire that, and that's what God wants from you. He wants you to go after him like he's your father, and present your request to him and talk to him, and just, he wants to be a part of your life. And of all the ways that Jesus could represent God to the people, he says, no, this is it. He's to be your father, and he wants to take care of you. And when we learn what it means to walk as children of God in a way that we want to make our daddy, our father, proud, it changes the way that we live. It changes the way that we walk. Because when our identity is wrapped up in who God is and who Christ is in us, it changes us. We find ourselves walking around with an assurance that God cares about us, and that we can please him and honor him and make his name great. Because that's what sons do. They want to make their fathers proud. And nothing delights in them more. I pray that you would make your father proud, and that you would start to walk as a son of God.